Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 217, How Bullying Affects Healthcare. Have you been bullied as a kid, as an adult, as a nurse? Bullying stories cut across all ages, occupations, and countries. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. I have been thinking about bullying as I hear the news of U.S. men who lost their power, positions, and income because of current or past bullying behavior towards women. For close to half a year, I helped Greg Williams by ghostwriting a book about bullying called Negotiating with a Bully. Last week, Kelly Campbell, my co-host for this podcast, and I were in South Jersey at a podcasting conference. One of the events involved breaking into teams of four and using a set of random words to create a five-minute podcast. My team's words were burly, crackers, subdued, and downcast. We created a podcast about bullying. We picked that topic because each of us had been involved in an incident in which we were bullied. My bully was a neurosurgeon who had temper tantrums in the OR where he threw instruments at nurses, and he expected the head nurse of my unit to carry his charts and write down verbal orders. He was 5'1" and he had a complex about being small. If anyone called him Italian, he corrected the person and said he was Sicilian. One of his patients had a brief change in condition, and he went after me for not contacting him, the doctor, soon enough. He demanded I explain what I was doing minute by minute for a 20-minute period. I think that's the first chronology that I've created. Once I wrote up my chronology and stood my ground, he never went after me again. Bullying behavior affects patient safety around the world. Intimidating behavior within healthcare leads to medical errors, miscommunication, or lack of communication. I know bullying is not confined to the United States because I confirmed this when I was teaching in Australia. After I presented about bullying at the International Council of Nurses Quadrennial Conference in Melbourne, Australia, several nurses from other countries spoke to me about bullying. Bullying is offensive, intimidating, or insulting behavior that upsets the recipient, who feels humiliated or vulnerable. It includes gossiping, backstabbing, and scapegoating that undermines staff morale, self-worth, and team cohesiveness. What makes bullying a global issue? Is it the disparity in power and status between nurses and other healthcare providers, such as physicians? Is it the stress of the healthcare environment? Is it that until recently such behavior was considered the norm? Is it the difficulty in changing attitudes? Dr. Alan Rosenstein, who counsels bullying physicians, told me that his research shows that 15 to 20% of all adverse medical events are due to disruptive behavior. Attorneys and legal nurse consultants encounter cases in which disruptive behavior led to patient harm. The role of intimidation may not be clearly revealed, as many healthcare providers are reluctant to testify about their hesitation to confront a bully. Although the Joint Commission, which accredits healthcare organizations worldwide, has standards that require organizations to address disruptive behavior, bullying has not been stamped out. bullying is particularly dangerous within healthcare. The delivery of healthcare is complex. It requires coordination of efforts and sharing information. Staff who are intimidated avoid communicating with the intimidator. Nurses intimidated by physicians don't question orders, don't speak up as a patient advocate, and don't seek help for patients. This is Pat Iyer. Before we continue the show, I want to tell you about a book I ghostwrote. It was published in June 2018 called Negotiating with a Bully. Everyone has felt bullied at some point in their lives, whether by a family member, a childhood acquaintance, a colleague, a boss, or a client. You know you've been bullied when you feel pressured, demeaned, and angered. You walk away from a negotiation feeling like you lost ground. You gave in to demands. You agreed to something that was not in your best interest. And you resented the way that you felt. Negotiating with a Bully will teach you how to successfully deal with bullies in different forms and environments. You'll explore the mindset of a bully and understand the motivations and behavior so that you can gain an advantage over him or her. Negotiating with a Bully will give you the answers you need to become more effective as a negotiator when you're confronted by a bully. You will learn how to quickly and easily recognize the tactics of a bully before you yield ground in a negotiation. You'll employ an arsenal of negotiation strategies, including some you may never have considered using before. Plan a negotiation with a bully so that you feel prepared to tackle the situation, and you'll also learn how to interpret the body language of the bully and his or her target to better assess the intentions. You'll find this book at this link, http://lnc.tips/bullybook. That link again is http://lnc.tips/bullybook. Bullybook is all one word. Bullying in healthcare shows up in many forms. Here are some examples. First, bullying by a patient. An angry young male is admitted to the hospital after he was shot by police during a drug deal. He becomes demanding and he treats the nurses like his personal servants. One of the nurses finds a tape recorder in his bedside table and spreads the words to the other staff, "Hey, watch, this guy's recording us." The nurses are suspicious about why he's taping conversations and fear he will take words out of context and sue them. Pretty soon, no one wants to take care of him. An example of bullying by a physician occurred in an operating room. An OR nurse is assigned to work with an orthopedic surgeon. Before surgery begins, this male nurse tells the male surgeon that he is not assigned to orthopedic cases very often and he may be slower while assisting. After surgery, the male surgeon grabs the front of the nurse's scrub top with his bloody glove and berates him for his performance. When the nurse asks him to remove his hand, the surgeon sneered, "Are you afraid I'm going to hit you?" Bullying is a disruptive form of communication that a person perceives to be a harsh attack on him or herself professionally or personally. It includes demeaning comments, intimidating or condescending language or intonation, and issuing threats. An example of bullying by a colleague occurred to a nurse who was hired as a nursing quality assurance coordinator. Her peer group members are the nursing supervisors. When she sits down to eat lunch with them, she's greeted by silence. She tries to start conversations, which sink like a stone without responses. After she attends an out-of-state joint commission conference, the silence gets worse. This new employee previously got along well with others and is puzzled by the reception she receives from the nursing supervisors. Bullying can include silence and social ostracism. All of these are real instances of bullying in healthcare. Let me tell you the rest of the story. The bullying patient, who created difficulties for the nurses, resulted in the nurses with their nursing supervisor working out a plan of care to set limits on the angry young man's behavior. They rotated him to a different nursing unit every month until he could be discharged. He lost his power to intimidate people, and he modified his behavior. Nurses are educated to develop plans of care to deal with manipulative patients who test the limits and display bullying in healthcare environments. The bullying of this patient kept him in control until the nurses took back their power and developed a unified approach to deal with his behavior. The operating room nurse reported the bullying surgeon's behavior to the nursing administration. They explained that the surgeon brought a lot of patients into the hospital and they could not change him. The nurse found this frustrating. He knew two relatives of his who were planning to have orthopedic surgery within the next month. He convinced his relatives to change surgeons. They initially were supposed to have surgery done by the bully surgeon. And he convinced them to pick a different surgeon at a different hospital to perform the operations. The nurse's employer and the surgeon both experienced financial repercussions because of the changed surgical plans. The Joint Commission standards require facilities to have policies on how to deal with disruptive behavior. Some facilities have a zero tolerance policy, which means that they will tolerate no incidents of disruptive bullying behavior. In these settings, this orthopedic surgeon may have been removed from the staff. The nursing quality assurance coordinator, who was being bullied by colleagues, stopped trying to eat lunch with her colleagues. She teamed up with another nursing administrator who was friendly to her. She learned the supervisors were jealous because she was sent on an out-of-town trip. She never felt there was a good fit between her and the hospital. At the end of the year, working at this hospital, the nurse resigned her position and started her own LNC business. This is my story. Social ostracism and silence are subtler forms of bullying than the abusive, disruptive behavior of the patient, the angry young men, or the orthopedic surgeon, yet they have power to wound and prevent the development of a well-functioning team. Our healthcare environment in the U.S. is changing as we recognize the high costs of bullying. That includes turnover, absenteeism, lawsuits, and patient harm. Our social climate in the U.S. is changing as women stand up and report sexual abuse and harassment, a particularly nasty form of bullying. My presentation at the conference in Australia revealed that other cultures struggle with this issue as well. We have much work to do to make bullying a thing of the past. Is the bullying climate changing in your country? Send me an email at patriciaiyer@gmail.com and let me know. I would really like to know. That email address again is patriciaiyer, PatriciaIyer, @gmail.com. We have listeners from 51 countries and a broad representation of different ways that bullying is handled. So tell me, what's going on? I would also love it if you would go on Amazon and purchase a copy of Negotiating with a Bully. I know it will help you to see bullying in a different light. And that link again is http://lnc.tips/bullybook. Be sure to check out the webinars, teleseminars, courses, and books on legalnursebusiness.com. you can expand your skills with our resources. And explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. Finally, invest in the monthly webinars at lnceu.com. Get 2 webinars every month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lncu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.